Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, Maya, I was wondering, you know, you see those, you get those pop-up things that you fill out four questions and you win an iPad Pro, blah, blah, blah. And then you got to pay for, then you got to pay the $495 or whatever. Didn't even tell me how much it charged my credit card. And that was like 2 weeks ago and all these reviews. And I know a lot of this is scam. So is this real or not?
Willing to definitely see something. Have you already placed an order for it or no?
Well, it wasn't an order, and it said I won on the weather thing. You know, on the I was on the weather's website, and it popped up saying, no, 10 winners are picked each Sunday, and you won. And, you know, of course, you get all these reviews, which I think are just a bunch of people bullshitting, but, you know.
Willing to assist me. And did you pay anything for it, like a postage or anything?
Well, yeah, there was a charge, but they didn't tell me how much it even was. I gave them my credit card and everything.
Okay, let's first pull up your information on the account. What's your zip code and name?
53095, and the name is Corrine Boudry.
53095, and what was the name again?
Corrine Boudry. Because, I mean, by doing that, like I said... Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine, ma'am. How do you spell it?
Boudry. B as in boy. Oudry.
If you placed the card in, but it didn't, did it charge you anything? That's what I'm saying.
It didn't tell me. It just took all my information, took my credit card number, the CVV code, you know, the expiration date, and it said, thank you, you'll receive your iPad Pro in 7 to 10 days or 5 to 10 days or something like that. And it's been 2 weeks and I haven't gotten anything. So that's why I'm wondering if it's a scam.
Well,
it didn't tell
so
me
far
what it
is
charged
not
me.
Pulling up your information on the account. Did you receive an order number or anything from that day?
Nope.
Did you? What was the last for your? And you say you check your bank account. Did you see if you was billed or not, ma'am?
Well, I don't know what it would even be billed under. It didn't even say where it was going or anything. What would it be billed under?
Well, that, ma'am, I wouldn't. No, ma'am. We're just a third-party billing company. We service several different products. That's why I said you don't know the amount of the transaction.
Because
give me one moment. Place you on a brief hold while I seek some assistance,
sure.
Okay?
Sure. Should all come with it.
Yes, I'm still seeking some assistance regarding this information. Give me one moment.
Sure.
I'm still speaking to my supervisor regarding this information. Give me one moment.
Yes.
Yes, I'm still waiting for their assessments. Give me one moment.
Sure, no problem. I'm trying to find where it said it, but now when I pull up the website, it's not flashing those envelopes like you got a message. And I think it actually charged my Apple account.
Did it say the amount of it or what the last 4 digits of the card? What was the
yeah,
amount?
I'm trying to look right now. Under subscriptions. It should be media and non-media purchases. Yeah, it's not under my Apple ID. I'm going to go to my checking account quick.
Okay, because I'm still waiting for their assistance to get some help. Give me one moment.
Sure, no problem, Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Maya, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, let me see.
She's advising me to do the same thing as I'm asking you now, man. We need to verify to see if it was billed or not. Or did you confirm the payment was withdrawn from your account first? Because if not, so far, do you see it or you don't? You say you're still looking, correct?
Yeah, I'm still looking. It doesn't say, it just gives me an order number for 526. I don't know.
What's the order number?
It's MQ95. M9M6N as in Nancy X. But that.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's not one of our order numbers, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, it's really weird that it shows it like that. It doesn't even tell you what it's for. How do I get out of it?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So if it's so far not pulling up the information, that means the order was never confirmed. Yes, we do offer the tablet for it, but you have to pay the postage in order to receive it.
And how much is the postage?
Now for that, well, I'm sorry, it's not actually you don't receive it, man. It's a part of a sweepstakes. The postage should be like $7, $7 to $9. You pay the postage for getting the sweepstakes for it. As long as you remain in the sweepstakes, it's a recurring billing each month for the discount shopping store.
Oh, so it's not a free.
It's not a free, no. You don't actually get the product. It's only a sweepstakes.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't tell you that in the thing. Well, May 50. I don't see a charge on my checking account, but it could be on a credit. It could be on one of my credit cards. I'm going to check into it. I got your phone number now and see if I was charged. Do you know what it would be charged under, like what that company charges under, like the name?
That's the issue, man. Unfortunately, as a third-party billing, it could be under several different names, and we don't know. But
okay,
the charge should range either from the date that you placed the order, the date that you said, and it should be ranged from at least $7 to $9.
Okay, because it says you'll be charged $1 to $5. So, like I said, it doesn't even tell you how much they charged. And does Enigma sound like anything? Because I was just charged $4.95 for Enigma. I don't know what
I don't know what that is, man. That's not our company.
Yeah, I told them it wasn't mine because it wasn't. But, all right, I'm going to take a look at my credit cards and see if I can find something. But I got your number now, and you can't jot down notes. I don't have an account there. I'll just take a look at my credit cards and call back if I see anything.
Of course. Is there anything else I've ever seen you with today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.